You can sing and recite the church's hymn book, the Psalms, using modern English and new musical settings in the new Concordia Psalter. Check it out at issuesetc.org, or you can purchase the Concordia Psalter by calling Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040. Make the Concordia Psalter part of your devotional life this year. 1-800-325-3040. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for January, the new Concordia Psalter. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. This is that little game we like to play with our listeners at the end of the broadcast week, where we take four soundbites from this week's Issues Etc. audio, things that have stood out to us in the course of our many conversations here on the program, and bring them forward for you to listen to again, and then ask you to decide for us which one will be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. You register your opinion by voting for one of the four soundbites we'll play for you. You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Phone call voters get to vote first, 1-877-623-MYIE. You can send your vote to us via email. Please include your city and state. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Via Twitter @issuesetc. Or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. facebook.com/issuesetc. We've left space there for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We are giving away, as usual, the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, mouse pad, and notepad. It goes to the listener with the best vote this Friday for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Soundbite number one comes from, well, someone we just heard from, Pastor Chris Roseborough. Our conversation with him on Perry Noble's, well, what we're going to call an end run around Jesus on the issue of the Ten Commandments.
He's done an end run around Jesus. That's exactly right. You know, because if you were to use a football analogy, Jesus really is the quarterback, not Perry Noble. But Perry Noble has literally, by doing what he's done, not only set up an end run around Jesus, he started playing for the other side. He's now dressed up in Satan's team's uniform and taking plays and listening to the plays called in from the devil himself. He hasn't helped Christianity. He's actually destroyed it and hasn't called people to penitent faith in Christ. The Jesus he's preaching isn't the biblical Jesus. The law he preaches isn't the biblical law. He's literally calling his shots and doing the work of the other team.
All right, that's soundbite number one this week for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Pastor Chris Roseborough on Perry Noble's end run around Jesus. If you think it ought to be the soundbite of the week, just give us a call and vote, 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet @issuesetc, or vote for soundbite number one at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number two comes from Aaron Wolf of Chronicles Magazine. We were talking with him about kind of the knee-jerk reaction of solidarity behind the satirical French magazine Charlie Hebdo after the terrorist attacks on that magazine, the tragic killing of 12 at the magazine's headquarters in Paris. Answering the question here, we hear Aaron Wolf, must Christians defend Charlie Hebdo's blasphemy in order to safeguard the preaching of the gospel?
The question for the church is not what is the government going to do, but are we going to be faithful no matter what? And we do know, if history's any guide, that the blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church, and that in times of persecution, in times where the voice of the gospel is, they attempt to silence it, that's when the Holy Spirit moves and prepares people's hearts to hear it. And so I'm not certainly not saying that I look forward to persecution, but we have to look at this all through the lens of Christianity and not through the lens of some kind of political philosophy, which honestly, on the Day of Judgment, I don't think that the Lord is going to say, well, you know, you may have celebrated these blasphemous cartoons, but at least you upheld free speech.
That's soundbite number two. Aaron Wolf, must Christians defend Charlie Hebdo's blasphemy or the gospel be silenced? If it's your pick for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, I want to hear from you. 1-877-623-MYIE. 877-623-6943. Vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. You can send your vote to us via email. We'll get it right here in the studio in real time. talkback@issuesetc.org or send us a tweet at @issuesetc. Here's soundbite number three. It comes from Michael Spencer. We were talking about bad pro-choice arguments. Here he is explaining the elitism and really the bigotry of the pro-choice position.
The pro-choice position at its very core is a position of bigotry. Because again, when you divide the room or the womb based on subjectively chosen arbitrary standards, and I say standards in quotes, you no longer have a commitment to human equality. Human equality means equality for every person. And so it is indeed an elitist position. You know, we are accused as pro-lifers and as Christians, we're accused of being intolerant. But the fact of the matter is we're the tolerant ones. Our position is the position that says every human being matters, black, white, rich, poor, Jew, Gentile, born and unborn. That's not the position of the other side. And so when we use bad pro-life arguments, such as we shouldn't abort because we might be aborting the next Einstein, what we're doing is we are philosophically pickpocketing from the other side and using this functionalist argument that says that people are valuable because of what they can do. That's their position. Let them have it, because that's not our position. And so, yeah, it is indeed an elitist position. It's an intolerant position. Ours is the position of inclusivity.
That's Michael Spencer, soundbite number three, the elitism of the pro-choice position and bad pro-life arguments. If you want it to be soundbite of the week, you need to vote 1-877-623-6943. Talkback@issuesetc.org, our Twitter address @issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Get ready to vote. Here comes soundbite number four. It comes from Dr. Albert Mohler. We were talking with him, getting his reaction to that recent Newsweek cover story on the Bible. Here are his thoughts.
Well, you know, at least those news magazines in the past have given some pretense to a balanced argument. Even when they were hit pieces of the sort, they were pretty careful to at least balance the liberal argument with conservative arguments. No such pretense in this particular Newsweek cover story. It's a hit piece of real rhetorical violence from beginning to end. One part of what he's doing is rehashing old things said about the Bible in terms of arguments of past centuries. But in terms of recent authorities, he doesn't cite many. All of them he cites are on the far left. The most familiar to your listeners will be Bart Ehrman, professor at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. You know, Ehrman acknowledges himself to be what he calls a post-Christian. And yet, to give Bart Ehrman a little credit, even as he offers his own frontal attack on Scripture, Kurt Eichenwald, the author of this Newsweek piece, actually takes Ehrman's arguments past where even Ehrman would make them. He certainly appears to have read a lot about the Bible from very liberal scholars. Whether he's read the Bible or not, I don't know. But I'm not about to say of him what he says about evangelicals, where he says that we claim to revere the book but don't read it. His real problem isn't evangelicals don't read the Scripture, but that we do. And when we read it, we believe it to be the Word of God.
That was soundbite number four, Dr. Albert Mohler, his thoughts on the Newsweek cover story on the Bible. Those are the four soundbites. Now it's your turn. It's time to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. This break is a great time to give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email with your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet @issuesetc or go to our Facebook fan page and vote there. facebook.com/issuesetc. facebook.com/issuesetc. Your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week right after the break.
Listen to the best of the church's music for the Epiphany season at LutheranPublicRadio.org. Sacred music for the Epiphany season, 24/7, LutheranPublicRadio.org.
You can sing and recite the church's hymn book, the Psalms, using modern English and new musical settings in the new Concordia Psalter. Check it out at issuesetc.org, or you can purchase the Concordia Psalter by calling Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040. Make the Concordia Psalter part of your devotional life this year. 1-800-325-3040. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for January, the new Concordia Psalter.
Luther had Wartburg. We have Collinsville. You're listening to Issues Etc. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin, playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. The first Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week for the new year. We've got our four soundbites laid out for you. You've heard them, and now it's your turn. It's time to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us your vote via email. We'll get it right here in the studio. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc. Or you can vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. As I said before, phone call voters get to vote first, 1-877-623-6943. And we're giving away the LPR bundle package, and I have Issues t-shirt and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, mouse pad, and notepad to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. So which should it be? Soundbite number one, Pastor Chris Roseborough on Perry Noble's end run around Jesus. Soundbite number two, Aaron Wolf answering the question, must Christians defend Charlie Hebdo's blasphemy? Soundbite number three, Michael Spencer talking about the elitism of the pro-choice position. Or soundbite number four, Dr. Albert Mohler on the Newsweek cover story on the Bible. Let's see what Cheryl has to say. She's up first listening in Indianapolis. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, thanks. I'm voting for soundbite number one, Pastor Roseborough's comments on Perry Noble's sermon. Because whenever a pastor gets up in the pulpit, starts making up stuff, and claims it's from the Spirit of God, he needs to listen to the words of Jesus that Jesus spoke to Peter in Matthew 16:23, get behind me, Satan, you are a hindrance to me, for you are not setting your mind on the things of God, but on the things of man.
Cheryl, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Indianapolis, and as I always say, smartest listeners in radio. Scott listens in Illinois. Hi, Scott. Thanks for waiting.
Hi, Pastor. I'm voting for the Michael Spencer soundbite. I'm going to have to go back to that segment to hear how to handle the cleanup work after someone asserts a functionalist position. Defending the intrinsic value of life is the next step after you tear the roof off of the pro-choicer's bigotry, just like he said.
All right, Scott, thank you very much. That's a vote for soundbite number three. Michael Spencer on the elitism of the pro-choice position. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-6943. We're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week live this Friday afternoon. It's the 16th of January. Jim in Holiday, Florida votes for soundbite number one, Chris Roseborough. The other issues were outside of any pretense of Christianity. This one was about the wolf in sheep's clothing, far more dangerous. That's a vote for soundbite number one, Chris Roseborough's comment on Perry Noble's end run around Jesus. Via Twitter, Stephen in South Carolina is voting for soundbite number two, Aaron Wolf, must Christians defend Charlie Hebdo's blasphemy? Stephen says there in South Carolina, our natural disposition is to defend free speech, but the reality is free speech is often has consequences. Thank you very much, Stephen, and for listening there in the South. In Iowa, Nathan says this, he's going with Michael Spencer, soundbite number three. His point about the pro-lifers having a more tolerant position is spot on. Thanks for listening in Iowa, Nathan. Still plenty of time for your votes and an opportunity to win the LPR bundle package on this Friday afternoon, January the 16th, as we play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E. Send us an email, talkback at issuesetc.org. Send us your vote via Twitter at IssuesETC or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC, facebook.com/IssuesETC. The thing I like about the new Issues Etc. Book of the Month for January, the Concordia Psalter, is that it's intended for daily use. It has at the very beginning a schedule of a yearly schedule of reading the Psalms, and that's what it is, the Concordia Psalter. But it's not just about reading the Psalms, it's about praying them, studying them, making them the heart of your daily devotions, whatever it may be. The church has a long tradition of beginning its devotion with the Old Testament and the church's first hymnal, the Psalter, and that's exactly what the publishers of the Concordia Psalter understand. Find out more about this great devotional and study resource called the Concordia Psalter at our website, issuesetc.org, or call Concordia Publishing House and just order one, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. It's called the Concordia Psalter from Concordia Publishing House. I want to hear from you with your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, 1-877-623-6943. Christopher in Spring, Texas says, I had to listen to all four sound bites several times to come to a choice for the best sound bite of the week because they're all worthy of winning. I ended up choosing Chris Rosebrough on Perry Noble's End Run Around Jesus. It wins, in my opinion, says Chris, because it brings to light the issue of how some pastors and preachers can think they are being faithful to their calling while all the while they're damaging themselves and their hearers' faith by doing an end run around Jesus. When they use Jesus' name and yet misapply law and gospel, they are not working for Christ, but rather they are agents of their father, the devil. Keep up the good work, he says. I proudly support your efforts and encourage others to do the same. Chris, thanks for listening down in Texas. That means this week, for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, the winner is Pastor Chris Rosebrough and his thoughts on Perry Noble's recent end run around Jesus.
He's done an end run around Jesus. That's exactly right. You know, because if you were to use a football analogy, Jesus really is the quarterback, not Perry Noble. But Perry Noble has literally, by doing what he's done, not only set up an end run around Jesus, he started playing for the other side. He's now dressed up in Satan's team's uniform and taking plays and listening to the plays called in from the devil himself. He hasn't helped Christianity. He's actually destroyed it and hasn't called people to penitent faith in Christ. The Jesus he's preaching isn't the biblical Jesus. The law he preaches isn't the biblical law. He's literally calling his shots and doing the work of the other team.
That's the winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week on this Friday afternoon, January the 16th. Thanks to everybody who voted for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Chris Rosebrough on Perry Noble's End Run Around Jesus. The winner of the Issues Etc. LPR bundle package is Jim in Holiday, Florida. Jim, if you would send us your mailing address and your shirt size, talk back at issuesetc.org. We will send you the LPR bundle package. And again, thanks to everybody who voted. Folks, if you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc. this week, please consider joining our monthly or annual giving program. We call it the Issues Etc. Reformation Club, and join this weekend. Now, membership benefits in the Reformation Club include premiums like t-shirts, books, broadcast transcripts, and most importantly, advertising for your confessional Lutheran congregation. And if you join the Reformation Club or if you increase your level of your current membership during the months of January or February, we're going to send you the new Concordia Psalter. You can find out more about the Reformation Club at our homepage, issuesetc.org. There's a picture of Martin Luther posting the 95 Theses. Click on it. You'll find everything you need to know about the Reformation Club. You can also just give us a call and ask for Craig, 618-223-8385, 618-223-8385, and ask for Craig. Or you can contact him via email, craig@issuesetc.org, craig@issuesetc.org. Tell him you'd like to join the Issues Etc. Reformation Club or up your membership in the Reformation Club in January or February, and we'll send you the new Concordia Psalter. Monday on Issues Etc., we're going to discuss the history of confirmation. In fact, begin a short series on the history of confirmation with Pastor Mark Serberg of Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Marion, Illinois. We'll also conclude our series on the small called articles in the Lutheran Confessions. Pastor Paul McCain will be our guest from Concordia Publishing House. We'll talk about monastic vows, human traditions, and the men who signed the small called articles. I'm Todd Wilkin. We'll talk with you on Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio. Christianity once turned the world upside down. Is it still true? Join us for the Village Lutheran Lectures on Christianity and Culture on February the 7th, 2 to 4 p.m., as Dr. Alvin Schmidt reminds us of the Church's rich heritage of turning the world upside down and invites us to continue that very thing today. Join us at Village Lutheran Church, 9237 Clayton Road in suburban St. Louis.
Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Collinsville, Illinois is happy to support the Christ-centered, cross-focused ministry of Issues Etc. Join us for worship, Bible classes, youth ministry, and other opportunities to grow in Christ. We have a Christian day school for children in preschool to 8th grade. We are located at 1300 Beltline Road. Call us at 618-344-3151 or visit www.goodshepherdcollinsville.org.